They stopped at a place called the pond to worship. Think about that. Any clues why they would worship close to a pond or a river or a creek?
Because of the water.
Okay, the water, horses, absolutely. Way to go. All right. Yeah, that's what they did, and it just grew from there. And amazingly, there was a lot of little startup churches around because, and the horses, we don't think about it anymore. How far did you all come this morning, Don?
Just over there by Home Depot.
Still, it's long, you know, long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk.
Yeah.
We got here if you rode a horse.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, this is a Jeopardy question or Jeopardy time. Test our history a little bit. So think about, what does the word Bethel mean? Phil and I was talking the other day, and he goes, he likes history as well as I do, looking at circuit riders. There was a circuit rider over in Jefferson County, and he put in his journal, he was going to Singletary's house. Mr. Singletary, did you have any relatives in Jefferson County? No. He said he was going to have a dinner with the Singletaries, and then he was going to preach the next day at Bethel. Well, I looked up. There's a few churches named Bethel in Jefferson County, but none of them were Methodist, so I don't know where he was going. But he also said in his journal he got up one morning and he was going someplace and he got lost. So I'm thinking, you see those pictures sometimes of the circuit rider studying while they're riding on horse, and I think, you know, the horse probably led him astray. I can't imagine how a preacher could get lost. But,
Add directions, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. What has been called the most historic piece of furniture in the Florida Conference, and why?
The pulpit.
The pulpit, yeah. It was the very first pulpit that was done for the very first Florida non-annual conference. Yeah, I guess it was the annual conference, wasn't it?
Or just that was the first conference.
The first conference.
Had it annually after that.
Yeah. So think about some of these things, but go to the website. And where would they find it on the website to link to what, resource page?
Well, go to the history page, and there are a lot of opportunities there. That the photo page is there and the archives. And church history is there as a document. The history page.
Now, did you know that Tallahassee is 200 years old this year? They're celebrating all kinds of stuff. That makes Trinity downtown 200 years old also. And we were 10 years behind, and we're at 190 years. But one of the questions on here was interesting, and I'll read it to you. So that it said, when did Bethel Church celebrate its centennial? And the answers are, not what you think, considering that we are 134 years since 1834, camp meeting on the banks of the Bethel Pond. At least there's no record of our written history of a centennial celebration in 1934. Actually, the written history doesn't mention a centennial celebration at any other time either, but always like the butts. A notation on a picture taken in the 1962 homecoming indicates that it celebrated the 115 years of Bethel Methodist Church. That would put the 100 years in 1947, 100 years after the deed was given from the land on which Bethel town located. The earliest church history that was written in the membership book that began back in 1947, that history indicated the time period recorded was from 1834 to October 12, 1947. So, we think the 1947 homecoming was probably a centennial celebration. A lot of history. Phil has put together a lot of things that you can read, celebrate our history in here. A lot of interesting things in there, on the back, the history of the Bethel Church, some pictures of former buildings and so forth.